Hi, this is Viv, and you're listening to the second episode of Cause It's Me. Let's get to it. Reason, and probably one of the most important reasons why I decided to create literally anything, not only this show, my previous one and all of that, was to just like put something out there and find out if actually somebody has the same problems or not, or the same struggles or not, just so that I can see how I am not crazy. Or even if I were to be crazy, I actually had other people out there who are crazy with me, so it would be like a community thing, a family thing. I would feel a part of something. To be honest, I don't really know how that works out, but you know what I'm talking about. And of course, I do use you know what I'm talking about whenever I'm not even sure what I am talking about, but I'm hoping there's somebody out there who has the same feeling. So that at the end of the day, I end up not being alone. I think we are all like this. I mean, one of the biggest problems probably in today's world is the fact that we all feel like we're alone in whatever it is that we're feeling, and that like there's nobody out there facing the same problems, not even the same problems to some extent, or even at some points, worse. And so if it is in English, it means there are going to be so many other people out there that can actually listen to it and can relate to. So you understand that, oh, that problem is actually an international crisis. What I didn't know before was, so when I was living in my own hometown in Iran, I had little to zero knowledge when it came to the world outside me, because I was just so fucking freaking busy doing all the things that I had to do. Like this human being that all she had to do was to survive, literally. I would go to school and then I had to go to work, and then I had a lot of preparation along the way, and I had to meet my friends and family and meet other people's expectations and everything. Just because I was a teacher, so it meant that I needed to do pre-class preparation and then post-class preparation for the next class, which would be like, okay, so if I am teaching like this writing technique, then I had to prepare this lesson plan before that, because you know what, everybody is going to fucking observe you and whatever you do. I had to prepare the lesson plan so that I wouldn't be sitting right there acting like I don't even know what I'm doing. And then after that, I had to receive all of these papers of writings that I had to correct. So that means me going home would be equal to me correcting so many papers and still working even though I was not at work. Now, my friends, if you feel like that was the end of the miserable life, that is incorrect. It was not actually a miserable life, but that was not the end of it. My life was super hectic. One other part of that would be me going to the university and having all of these exams that I had to pass. So I had to study, and I was a good student. I was a really good student. So I had to study at home in order to be able to like keep up with everything. And luckily, I was studying English and then I was teaching English. So it was like a win-win kind of thing, practicing the whole time. The only difference was that when you would go to your classes and then you would start speaking this advanced English that you've learned in your university, if they ever teach you that one, you would end up having these puzzled faces of students who are sitting right in front of you. They're like, huh? What? What is that? What's going on? So you had to like do this level adaptation and be like, okay, what are they? Are they like, I don't know, intermediate students? Am I speaking advanced? Okay, let's just try to simplify it to make everything work. People will be happy. And then we were having this bumper to bumper traffic, which was a part of the living right there in the capital city. So I would be wasting a lot of my time that I could use doing something else, sitting in a car, wishing I could just like click my finger and then be at home, or like click my finger and be somewhere else. Now, this was the, I don't know, like 23, 22 year old me thinking that, oh, I'm having the shittiest life on earth just because I could not see the rest of the people and how everything was working. And I was like, I am so miserable. This is the end of it. I have to leave this country to make things work. By leaving this country, I was just like, I have to run away from this problem. And that problem, a part of it was probably living with the family, being forced to do the things that you didn't want to do just because it comes with the culture and everything. But a lot of people in my country were going through way more difficult situations. Mine was like literally nothing. I was just tired because I was working so much. I was privileged enough to have a job. I was privileged enough to know English and get to study at the university. I could pay the fee actually and get in, and so many other things. I was privileged enough to have my family. I was privileged enough to have friends around and everything. My dad would give me rides every now and then. But you know, when you're in the situation, when you're in that place that you feel like this is the miserable life I'm living, and you want to believe that that's a miserable life you're living, you don't really see anything other than that, because negativity is what you're surrounded with the whole time. And that all is probably because of you, but I definitely believe a huge part of it is also because of the surroundings and like the country you're living in and the people you're surrounded with. A lot of it could completely be out of your control. I know that a lot of people out there are saying that, oh, you can do anything you want, you can change your life easily. I do believe in that as well. I mean, look at me, I'm a living example of that. But I do also believe that they just like things get a lot more difficult when you are living in the place that you just need to think about your most fundamental rights, whether you're secure enough or not. Or like, once I'm stepping outside the house right now, am I going to come back home just being the same person? Am I going to be in peace? Am I going to be so drained that I don't even have time to sit down and think and be creative? So all of these is not only for people who are from my country, but it is for the people who are from the third rated countries out there. And I didn't know any of that. I didn't know that I was not the only person having these problems. I also didn't know that I kind of was actually privileged up until I came out and I started talking to some international people, and I found out, wow, look where I am and look where they are. How I did have some very fundamental things that I never thought of just because I had them from the very beginning. I never even questioned it. But these people had to try really hard to just get those tiny little things right. That was probably one of the reasons why I matured more, just to see that like some people had to go through a lot of sickness, illness throughout their life. So they were so busy, their minds were so occupied with, am I going to be able to live one more day? Or there were some people that were having unbelievable financial problems, and they would just go day in and out thinking, am I going to be able to provide for my family by the end of today? Or some people that they come from countries that they don't even have enough food. They will be thinking, oh, am I going to be able to feed my child by the end of this week? throughout all of this, I was like, you know what? Actually, all of these things that they're saying, like these white people are saying out there, it's not really that correct. Let me explain myself a little bit more. So what I do see right now is super trendy, is how they have billions of these videos out there of three steps towards success, four ways that you can achieve the job of your dreams. You don't like it, fucking quit it. Or all of this shit right there that people like us, because it's provided for us on the internet out there. So we can just like, we're one click away. We can just watch it and be like, oh my God, yes, I can do it. And people like us, that we are literally filled with billions of other problems that we need to fix those first, but we don't really know. So we start thinking about those things and we're like, oh my God, they are achieving whatever they want to achieve while I'm sitting right here. I don't even know how to take the first steps that they're telling me. Like, they have given me the blueprint of success. And I'm sitting right here looking at it thinking, I am not sure even if I am able to have my mind so out of all of these problems to be able to just think for 1 second about what I want to do next in my life, let alone achieving that success everybody is talking about. So I guess this is an inevitable part that comes with immigration. On one hand, you get to meet a lot of people and find out that your life was not really as bad as you thought it was, just because there are so many people who are struggling with so many other problems that you don't even have them. You never even were forced to even think about them. And also on the other hand, you do have some people, especially when you go to more developed countries, top rated ones, you see that they don't even understand the world you come from. And the most annoying part for me ever is when you start talking to these people. Like, there was this conference that I was a part of. I mean, I attended only. I was sitting right there and there were people talking about how, like, they achieved their dreams and everything and they changed their lives. The path that they were taking just when they felt like, oh, that was not the right thing, while we were sitting right there thinking, how is that even possible? Like, if I want to take one more step, if I want to change like one tiny thing, not tiny thing, but like if I want to change one thing, I have to think so much about so many different things. And I am not even sure if after all of that thinking, I will be able to take that step, even though I really want it. But these people are just like, ah, you know what? I don't like it. I'm going to change it and I'm going to succeed. And then they come up there, stand right in front of us, talking about how inspiring they can be to other people just because they followed the path that they really wanted. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to just say that, oh no, we're the good ones, they're not the good ones. But what I do see is that a lot of us are setting these people as perfect examples for ourselves. And then we're looking at them thinking, oh, okay, then if this person did it, then I can do it too. Then all along the way, we just end up fucking things up a little bit more and getting more pissed with ourselves just because we didn't have the same circumstances. We don't have the same tools that they do have. We don't have the same privileges they have. And no matter how much you explain it to them, they just don't understand because they've never experienced it. So you end up being a little more understanding. You end up studying a little bit more, which is perfect for you. And you'll end up having a better perspective of a lot of things, which will give you a higher chance of being the winner. Here, honestly, at this point, it's nobody's fault because, like, we were born there, they were born here. It's not like, oh, let me send you to hell so that you would experience what I have been going through. No, it's just that they never had to cope with those problems, so they didn't develop the mechanism and the understanding of it, if you know what I mean. What I am trying to say right here, which I'm not even sure exactly why we ended up right now, right here, is there are so many of us out there thinking that this little box that I'm actually recording in, this little box is our world and we are all there alone with all of our problems. But when you get out of the box, when you look at things differently, when you actually start reading, start communicating with other people, start socializing a little bit more, you end up going easier on yourself, cutting yourself some slack and giving yourself the right to react whatever way you react towards some things. If you go back and take a look at whatever you've been through, you're just like, ah, so this was my impulse. The reason why I did it was because I was trying to run away from something else, and that was the only thing that was in my brain the whole time. I don't know. I did feel like I need to talk about this because, well, this is my personal journal and I have been going through a lot of things like this week. So probably was a sign for me to say something about it. And I have been watching a lot of events and a lot of speeches given. I also talked to a lot of friends, and for whatever reason, all the conversations ended up right here. So it's like, if I'm having this conversation with my people that I can see in person, that I can talk to, then I can have the same kind of conversation with the people out there who are kind of my friends, but like virtual friends. Every single day for somebody like me, and probably a lot of you guys out there who are overthinkers, I am thinking about whether the action that I am taking at this very moment is correct or not, whether the choice that I made is going to be safe for the next path that I am going to take. Everything is like, we cannot have a life that we would just go like, oh cool, I choose this, and then you don't need to really think that much to think it through and then to try to find out what the bugs are out there. You know what I'm saying? Probably that is why it is so hard for us to let go of that safe space, because it is way too dangerous to just move one step forward and then go to this whole unknown world that comes with a lot of problems that so many people out there will never even face them. They don't even know what they are. But I guess if we really want to achieve whatever it is that we want to achieve, like if I want to conquer the English international world, we just have to take some risks. And even though our risks are way bigger than some other people, we do need to sacrifice a lot of things, which is the sad part. But that's also the life for people like us. So we need to, or I need to at least accept that part of the life. And then find out, okay, right now I have this shitty problem. What can I actually do to overcome this so that I will be able to live this life that I always wanted in the happiest, best, most content way possible? Wow, that was a lot. I didn't really think that I would be thinking about something like this when I started recording. But look, this is like my diary. And in my journal, definitely, I start writing about something, having some thoughts in my mind, and then I end up writing about this whole other thing that has been on my mind throughout the whole week, but I didn't really want to talk about it. So there you go. I think it is really safe to end things right here for me, because I'm not sure where I will go if I continue talking. So thank you guys for listening. You can listen to 'Cause It's Me on Podbean, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on SoundCloud, on CastBox, and these are all I know. You can find all the links on my Instagram page or Twitter, which both have the same ID, Vivian Vivid. And I will definitely upload all of these things that I have watched, the events and everything, and the books that I read in there. So stay tuned, check them out. And I really need to stop talking. So thank you for listening to the second episode of 'Cause It's Me. This is Viv. Until next time, bye-bye.